What's up, everybody? It is me, of course, in an unusual position. I'm actually at home doing one of these, but circumstances have come up that have forced me to do one of these. As you probably know by now, there was a massive massacre in Norway yesterday that claimed at least 91 lives. There may even be more than that when all is said and done, and, you know, I have no idea why this guy did it. He has to be mentally disturbed in some way. I really am puzzled as to how someone could do this to some kids out on an island. The bomb in downtown Oslo was inexplicable too, and inexcusable. So, you know, send your thoughts and prayers out to those poor folks. Those who survived and the families of those who didn't survive, and because they really need them right now. Also sending some prayers out to the family of Amy Winehouse, who was found dead this morning in London. It's really a shame that she couldn't confront her demons and conquer them. I'm sure she did confront them, it's just that she couldn't conquer them. And unfortunately, we will be deprived of her talent from now on because of the fact that she could not better her addictions. And I don't know her. I don't know if there was. It was just the fact that she just simply could not beat them, no matter how hard she tried, or did she not really try. But being that as it may, we've lost a truly unique talent today, and it's a sad, sad thing to happen. I mean, we can all talk about, how original Lady Gaga is and all this. Amy Winehouse was original in the sense that she brought a new spin on stuff they were doing in the 60s that was really original. And what you should do is check out her first album, Frank, because personally I think that's a better album than her second album, Back to Black. I think Frank's a better album, in my opinion. And try F Me Pumps and In My Bed. Those are two really cool songs to do. And I may very well just say, you know what, to hell with it, we're just going to do a Amy Winehouse retrospective tonight on the show, and see how that goes out. But it's really sad because she deserved so much more in this life than to die like this. And her music, all two albums of it, plus I'm sure there's cuts that we've not seen. Unfortunately, we will no longer be blessed with her talent. And sometimes a blessing like that can also be a curse, and maybe, just maybe, it was for her. And hopefully she is in a much better place right now where she can sing and be free of the pain and the heartache and whatever troubled her to where she became addicted. And finally tonight, I don't know if we're going to get an NFL deal or not. It looks like the players are just looking over it with a fine-tooth comb. Personally, I think the players will sign it. I think the players will vote for it. I really don't see how the players cannot vote for it, because the players knew going into this they were going to have to take a little less. And essentially, they're getting a pretty decent deal. It's not a perfect deal, it's not everything they wanted, but it's a better deal than they would have gotten had they not had some leverage in this matter. So, I think in the end, we'll lose a couple of weeks of preseason games, but the regular season will start on time, and that's what most fans really care about, is the NFL season starting on time. Well, that's it for now. The show is at 11 o'clock, blogtalkradio.com/JasonBondShow. Good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours.